Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I love the thought of an intentional lifestyle, a disciplined lifestyle where people will, it fascinates me. They will either intentionally abstain from something that they may not have any need to abstain from. I'm not talking about things of sin. I'm just talking about things that they won't participate in or they won't allow themselves to have just as their way of life. And some things like this include the thoughts of like minimalism. If any of y'all have ever heard about the term minimalism, people that will basically try to, it's that antithesis, the opposite of the materialism. We are saturated in a lifestyle of materialism, of the consumer, of things always being pushed on us, and we got to have this, and then we got to have this because it's better, and this because it's faster, and this because, you know, it's bigger, and all these kinds of things. And a lifestyle of minimalism has kind of emerged as an alternative to that of, let's just have as little as possible and see how happy we can be. And there's a lot of neat truths and things that we find that, well, you look at people in third world countries that have nothing, and man, their families are happier and better well off than the average American household. The statistic I shared with you a week or so ago about a quarter of families in America, of children, grow up without a mother or a father, one of them. They grow up in a single parent household. I mean, 25%. That's huge. A quarter of the families, the next generation being raised, doesn't even get to experience what God's plan for a family is. It's a huge deal. So there's the materialism, minimalism. I've been reading on this thing called essentialism, which is basically about not quality, but quantity. Having what's essential to life, not just minimalism's kind of the least you can do with. Essentialism is about, well, focus on the things that are important to you and put your attention there instead of branching out in 1,000 different directions, things like this. But I mention this because if you're not careful, very easily you start to wade into that pool of man's philosophies and man's ideologies. And, well, we'd be happier this, happier that. And you start to lose sight of how important Scripture is. Because suddenly your happiness isn't defined from the Word of God. It's defined from this self-help book about you'll be happier if you have less, or you'll be happier if you have more. And it's always look at how much better this person's life is, and here's what you need to do to mimic or model it after that. Well, we only have one model that's defined for us, and that's Jesus Christ, our example, and those that follow Him to be our example to follow in. And if we're not careful, the dangers of man's thinking is going to throw us off course if we're not careful. Here's a word that we hear all the time, and I have been personally guilty of this many times. I talk about getting your priorities in order. Priorities. The word in itself is an oxymoron. Here's why. It comes from the word priority, which was introduced to us around the 1400s, and it comes from the Latin word prior. And the thought of priority is the thing that is first, before all else. The first thing, it's prior, nothing else. It's the top thing. It's your priority. And in the 1900s, really about the 1940s, it became prevalent. Somehow, they took the thing, the singular item that is most important, and they managed to make it plural. And we learned about priorities. All the things that come first. Well, how can you have 10 things that come first? They would not be able to, you understand. Your second priority may as well be your 99th priority. It doesn't, you've lost it. You're in your priorities list. Priority is a singular, most important, comes before all else. And in our life, our priority ought to be to fear God. It ought to be God. Nothing else comes before Him in our life. That is our priority. Why is that so important? Well, when we have this concept of priorities, plural, it doesn't really matter which one you focus on. You're focusing on a priority, so you're good. And you don't tend to focus as much on this one. Well, we've missed the point. It's the thing that's most important. The singular priority comes before all else. And it ought to be our relationship with the Father. That ought to be our priority. And I tell you this because that's the way that the human mind and things work, and things have been established and set up to make sure that you understand that if you don't establish your priority, someone else will. It is your responsibility to establish a priority in your life. And if you don't do it, someone else will. Your boss is going to tell you what the most important thing in your life is. Your family, your spouse, your children, or your parent is going to tell you what the most important thing in your life is. And it may be doing this. It may be accomplishing this by this date, or it may be going here or going there. They will make sure they establish what is the most important thing, what comes before all else in your life. And everything else is going to take a back seat to that. So if you don't establish your priority, somebody else will. Okay. Well, we get into this concept then of the critical thinking. I want you to make a note of 2 Timothy 3:16, when the Bible tells us all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The note here I want us to understand, we saw the dangers of man's thinking. This is to know that the Bible, the Word of God, is our basis for critical thinking. It is our reference point. It is where we learn. It is where we understand. It is where we gain our perspective. We do not interpret the Bible according to our life. We interpret our life experience according to the Bible, because it is our basis for our critical thinking. And so, with that groundwork laid, I just want us to look at an introduction to the Proverbs, particularly about discretion. The English definition of discretion is the freedom to decide what should be done in a particular situation. And I have a note in there. We would think of that as a choice, the freedom to decide. It's also defined as the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information, judgment. That's when we talk about you have a conversation, you know, I'm going to tell you this, you know, in your discretion, or use this information with your discretion, your judgment, that kind of a thing. Those are the definitions that we have today of discretion. The Bible has a little bit of a different meaning to that word discretion, and we're going to look at that. It's very close, but there's something key that's missing from kind of the way we think of it today. So in Proverbs chapter 1, we're just going to read these first 7 verses. In the book of Proverbs is an introduction to the book. It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion." We're going to come back to that. Verse 5 tells us, "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Verse number 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." A few things I just want us to note from these first 7 verses in the book of Proverbs is, first, in verse number 2, it says to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. First is an establishment for our critical thinking. Before we can get anywhere in making any kind of decisions, we need to understand that we need to know some things. Proverbs just said in verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction. It's the purpose of it. We need to know some things. Necessarily then, there are things that we do not know. If there were not things we did not know, there would not be things we would need to know. You follow? We need to know some things. By necessity, there must be things we do not know. This is the need for education.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.